This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Senator John McCain, an internationally renowned Vietnam War hero who served 30 years in the U.S. Senate, has died due to complications stemming from brain cancer. His family was by his side. The 81-year-old McCain was part of many of the past three decades' most significant political moments. He was the 2008 Republican presidential nominee in a contest that he lost to President Barack Obama. A graduate of the Naval Academy, McCain, an Arizona Republican, followed both of his father and grandfather, who were four-star admirals, into the U.S. Navy. After announcing he had brain cancer last year, McCain appeared on NBC News.
I celebrate what a guy who stood fifth from the bottom of his class at the Naval Academy has been able to do. I am so grateful. Every night when I go to sleep, I am just filled with gratitude.
During a 1967 bombing run over Hanoi, McCain's plane was shot down, nearly killing him. He was captured by North Vietnamese forces, spent 6 years as a prisoner of war. He was well known in the U.S. for working with members of the opposition, the Democratic Party, to tackle issues such as immigration, campaign finance reform, and climate change. Even though there had been contention between McCain and President Trump, the president tweeted his condolences to the McCain family. On the first papal visit to Ireland in nearly 40 years, Pope Francis met with survivors of clerical abuse and, by at least one account, uttered strong condemnation of members of the clergy who committed those crimes. Francis said he was committed to vetting the church of the scourge, regardless of the moral cost or the amount of suffering to those involved. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has been detained. That happened in Moscow. Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue reports.
The spokeswoman for the Russian opposition leader took to Twitter on Saturday, saying he'd been taken to a local police station, but that the reason for his detention was unclear. Navalny has been detained and jailed several times for organizing anti-Kremlin protests. He was barred from running in Russia's presidential election earlier this year on what he says was a false pretext. The 42-year-old was last sentenced to 30 days in prison in May for his role in organizing nationwide protests against President Vladimir Putin. He'd called for demonstrations in more than 90 towns and cities under the slogan, "Putin is not our Tsar." He says the leader's presidency in Russia is akin to autocratic rule.
That is Reuters' Saskia O'Donoghue. Afghanistan's national security advisor abruptly resigned Saturday amid rising violence across that country, high numbers of battlefield casualties the Taliban insurgency is inflicting on government forces. Separately, a suicide bomber detonated explosives strapped to his body at the office of the Afghan Electoral Commission in the rest of eastern city of Jalalabad, killing three there. Thousands of Rohingya refugees staged a protest to mark the one-year anniversary of Myanmar's crackdown on the ethnic minority that sent them fleeing across the border into Bangladesh. Myanmar's government has explained the crackdown as security officials as lawfully suppressing Muslim militants. Myanmar now says it is safe for refugees to return home, and international officials have called the crackdown on Myanmar's Rakhine state ethnic cleansing. Bulgarian authorities say a tourist bus has flipped over on a highway near Sofia, the capital, killing at least 16 people on board, leaving 26 others injured. Police say the bus carrying Bulgarian tourists following a trip to the monastery, ran off the road and torrential rain plunged down a river gorge. U.S. and Chinese officials held talks with no major breakthrough as their trade war escalated, and with activation of another round of dueling tariffs, Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting.
The escalating conflict has sparked fears it may impact the world economy. According to economists, every $100 billion of imports hit by tariffs would reduce global trade by about half a percentage point of growth. But there are signs that both sides are becoming uneasy. Trump administration officials have been divided over how hard to press Beijing, even though the White House seems to think it's winning the trade war as China's economy slows and its stock markets tumble.
I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.